The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Sorry to butt in, I've got Paul Carson alongside me. Carson, congratulations on the victory. Mate, it was a bit of an arm wrestle for three quarters, wasn't it? But you ended up playing some good footy in that last term.
Yeah, absolutely. It was game on, and you know, we probably always thought it would be. Seth Bowen have improved out of sight, and I suppose us coming off last week. But I'm really wrapped for our guys. I've just felt like for long periods that game, we probably had control of that, but we weren't probably able to put it on the scoreboard. So I'm glad that it opened up late, and the guys got reward for effort.
How important was it to respond after last week's defeat too?
Yeah, well, I think it was super important just for the guys' confidence, because we're so young, and having eight debutants last week really get beaten up, that can probably do a fair bit to your confidence. The good thing is that they are young and fairly sort of durable, and hence even today we were challenged right down, you know, the 10-minute mark of the last quarter, and just to kick away in the last 20 minutes and just have belief in what we're about, and just probably, you know, we really try and give the guys confidence in playing to their ability and playing to their strengths, and I think that came to fruition in the end.
Was there anything structurally a change to open the game up in that last quarter, or was it a fatigue thing from a South Bowen point of view?
No, structurally I thought we were pretty good all day. Given that we only played with 21 for basically the whole day when Cal Mitchell went down with a sore groin, the effort was outstanding to grind away at this level with only 21 players. But no, structurally we didn't change anything per se. We moved a few people around in different spots where we had to sort of absorb as much as we could out of our mids and stretch them forward. But in the end, I think we stuck to our guns and we came off winners.
Your midfield really got on top in that last quarter too. Kerris and Haynes were good all day, but particularly in that last quarter, you were being wrapped with their output.
Those guys in there, and Gowie and Fergie and Harry Smith and Nick Hutchison, all of them, they're just workhorses and competitive beasts, and I wouldn't like to play on those boys, but it helps having big Henry Walsh give them some nice service in there also. And yeah, no, they battled hard all day, and they're just troopers. They're real sort of blue collar. We love that.
And you speak of the Mitchell injury, the seriousness of it?
Not real sure, to be honest. I know he's strained his groin, that's as far as I know, but the fact that he couldn't play on is probably not a great sign. We'll probably know more throughout the week.
Carso, Kingy in the K-Rock. Jay Stoherty and Kirsch, talk to us about these kids. You've got Antonak playing game number 6. Hutchinson has got some experience, but game number 3 for the club. Walsh, game number 2. DeGrande, game number 2. Mullen, game number 2. Your debutants were good as well in Humphrey and Morrison, and then you've got Jepson playing game number 2. All of a sudden, 8 days is a long time in footy. You've gone from doom and gloom last Saturday night in Colac to something looking very bright.
Geez, we really are inexperienced, aren't we? But you could see probably, and I'm glad they've got a bit of a showcase, because the way in which these guys go about it and their natural athleticism and take the game on, and it's really good to watch. We're probably trying to harness that a little bit, even just learn a little bit more tempo at this level. They're so far, you know, they're so quick in going sort of forward and helter-skelter, they just sort of blow up. But yeah, it was super important for them to get the win today, and I'm glad they tasted it early on, because they've gone from, you know, pause to riches in 7 to 8 days, like you say. So they've experienced extreme from one end to the other. It's good for them.
Humphrey looks really composed.
Absolutely. He's always looked that. And what I said earlier on, he's really laconic. Nothing phases him. And if you ever speak with him, it's just his personality, but he's almost that laid back. He's nearly asleep. And then I think it helps him when he plays footy, because nothing phases him. He's got time. He sums it up pretty well. Really well balanced. He'll be a 200-game player for St. Joseph's.
Speaking with St. Joseph's coach Paul Carson, he's Jason Doherty.
Paul, well done. Congratulations. It was obviously set up really well in the last quarter. And I was really impressed with the way that you moved the ball. We were talking in the first half about how you're sort of putting it on Cam Tudor's head a bit. It looked like it was moving a lot better in the last quarter. He was leading up, and there was a lot more efficiency and movement in the forward line for you.
Yeah, I agree. In early stages of that game, especially first half, we really did. We entered nice and deep. Yep, we wanted that, but we hung our forwards out to dry a little bit, and Tudy was one of those, and Paddy DeGrande. So I'm really glad that as that game opened up, that there was some really nice hit up there, and like you say, the ball movement got better, and our forwards got reward, because they had a pretty tough day for the best part of three quarters.
Carso, congrats, mate. It was a great win. Mate, going forward, obviously, great win today. We'll look at Newtown next week. I see Featherstone was back yesterday. And how's he going with any of your sort of future plans? I know DeGrandy pinched hit a bit in the ruck today. Is there any sort of thoughts with Featherstone coming back into the side in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, good question. It's something we're probably going to tinker with over the next couple of weeks. So Feathers missed a fair bit of the pre-season just through injury.
Yep.
And, look, initially we had Walsh and Zampatti, you know, penciled in to share the load. And since Zampa went down last week, it's probably put Feathers back in the picture, to be honest. Yep. And he played really, really well yesterday, competed well. He's stringing more sessions together now. So I would imagine it's not far away before he's playing senior footy. Experience and just another big body. We're still probably tinkering depending on the balance. Yeah.
Carso, just one more. Obviously, you spoke about, and as we have touched on it, about how great it was to see those 6 to 8, you know, young kids play a great game of footy today. But you look at your experienced players, and geez, they really stood up in times. I know we spoke about the midfield, but your back half was fantastic most of the day. And then your more experienced players going forward, like Tudor and Hickey, were fantastic up forward too. So your sort of leaders and your more experienced players really stood up when it counted as well.
I couldn't agree more, mate. The back six basically stayed on the field for the best part of three quarters, and Hovey really good in his shape. Kershaw, Webby sort of worked himself into the game, and these guys sort of, you know, gave rebound and gave real sort of leadership back there, I believe. And like you say, the guys inside then in Fergie and Hinesy and Kerris, and the boys going forward, it's probably crucial that we are getting really good input from, or output from, those older boys, given that we are so young, and they really lead by example in there, which is fantastic. And I think
it's a good balance, isn't it?
It's good balance at the minute, because I know the older boys, and they're not that old, they're only 26 or 27, they're really loving or flourishing being around the younger group, and vice versa. It makes them feel young again, and it's exciting. We feel like we've got a good mix.
Yep.
Carso, did you go and have a look at Newtown yesterday? And if you did, what did you take away from it?
I did. I watched the first half, and it was drizzling rain the whole time. And so it was really hard to take much away. It was a really scrappy old game of footy. So I'll watch a little bit more throughout the week. But again, we're going to have our work cut out. And I feel like that's the GFL this year. There's not there's no easy games, and especially not in our draw. The good thing is, though, we'll approach every game as being winnable, and we'll inject the confidence in our group to believe that way, and we think we can beat anybody on our day.
Well done on bouncing back. 8 days, as I said, a long time in footy, gone from the doom and gloom of the night sky of Colac to Anzac Day, and another win over the old rival. Well done. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.